This episode is brought to you by PwC. When unprecedented times are all the time, it's time to start walking the talk. Leaders like you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce, use intelligent automation, and transform big ideas into breakthrough reinvention. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you reinvent. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at pwc.com.
Chris Ballas from the Wolverine.com team is standing by on the Meyer guest line. Welcome back, CB.
Hey, thanks for having me, Billy.
All right, before we get going into your thoughts on where Hutchinson will be taken, answer our huge question of the day. What type of NFL career does Chris Ballas believe Aiden Hutchinson will have?
I think he's going to have a very solid career. I don't think he's going to be a Bosa type. And it was funny listening to some of the opinions of how different they are around the league. There was an article out there where they interviewed GMs and other football types at different franchises, and they were split. Some said, yeah, he's going to be a good player, and he is a higher floor guy, let's put it that way, maybe a little bit lower ceiling than the Bosa brothers. Others said they think he's got everything you need. His arms are too short, according to some others, but the one thing with him is that he's a winner. A, B, he's not going to be outworked, and I know that's cliche, but this is a guy who, when you're in that foxhole, you want him next to you. And I look at Jeff Backus, for example, in the career that he had with the Lions as the number 17 overall pick, I think, and I thought, you know, that's about what I would have expected for Jeff Backus. I think Aiden Hutchinson's going to be a really, really good football player in the NFL. Gosh, I hate to even say it. Would I take him at number two or number one overall? I don't know that I would. But at the same time, you know, when it comes to longevity and a guy that can be good for your franchise, then yeah, you can say this guy can be a difference maker. He can be that guy like John Jansen was 20, 30 years ago when he got drafted by the Washington Redskins, who thought, man, you know, it wouldn't have been great to go to the Lions and try to turn around the culture. I think that is really something that Aiden Hutchinson would cherish the opportunity. So to me, I think he's going to be that just a notch below elite or great, but I think he's going to have a really, really good career.
Chris Ballas from the Wolverine.com talk about Aiden Hutchinson. He should go one or two tomorrow. The question is, do you think Jacksonville will take him one? And if he's sitting there, I would think the Lions have to take him at two.
Yeah. I think they will take him at two, and I'd like the pick. I'm not saying that, I'm not saying that they shouldn't take him, because I think with the intangibles and everything else, I think he would be a great player for them and really help in the locker room. I don't think Jacksonville is going to take him. It sounds to me like the Lions might get him at number two, which excites me. I'm thrilled for him. This kid, man, what he's been through, the ankle injury a couple of years ago, it took him all of maybe an hour when he found out that he'd broken his ankle against Indiana in 2020 to tell his dad, I'm coming back, I'm beating Ohio State, and I'm going to be in the top 10 in the NFL draft. And he did all of those things, and he worked really hard to get there. You watch his workouts. This is a guy who gets it. And to me, you know, everybody's talking about Thibodeau. To me, that's a bust. Got bust written all over it, Bill. Those are guys that you don't take. That's something that I think the Lions would have done in the past, taking a chance on a guy like that. Give me the sure thing any day of the week. To me, that's Aiden Hutchinson. I would love to see him go to Detroit.
Chris Ballas from the Wolverine.com is standing by and joining us live on the Meyer guest line, talking about Aiden Hutchinson. The draft tomorrow. From what you watched on video at the college level, and you mentioned the Bosas and you got J.J. Watt and what he did at the end of his career after transferring from Central Michigan to Wisconsin, who would you compare, based on his college film, who would you align Aiden Hutchinson with going into the draft?
Yeah, he's like a Bosa light, right? Or a Watt light. And here's the thing that he said, though, which I agree with him completely, is that he has not reached his peak yet of the player that he's going to be. As hard as he works, he's still a young guy, and he's going to get bigger and stronger. You've seen me, Bill, you know, how big and strong I am at 50, you know? So he's talking about this kid's going to really come into his own in the next 2-3 years. You didn't laugh, by the way. You're supposed to laugh at that. But the next 2-3 years, this kid is really going to find his reach his peak and get bigger and stronger. The sky's the limit on what he's going to be able to accomplish and how big he is going to be and how strong. So to me, I think he's just maybe a notch below those guys, but he's going to be a guy that you never have to worry about him doing the right thing. We've seen him go up against elite tackles, Nicholas Petitfrere from Ohio State, and more than hold his own. He dominated him and has dominated some great tackles. Now he's been handled by others against Georgia. They ran away from him a lot, but at times, you know, he was neutralized. But again, when his body gets even bigger and stronger, he's going to be one of those guys that's going to end up with that type of career. He's going to put up good numbers, and in my opinion, if he stays healthy, going to have a really, really good career.
Chris, I do have to apologize. A picture of me flashed on my phone. Somebody sent a picture of me, and I was distracted for a moment. I meant to throw at least a courteous, ceremonial laugh in at your joke, so that's my bad.
That's all I was looking for, man. That's all I was looking for.
Well, first off, you're not auditioning like to replace Jimmy Kimmel.
Right, that's fair.
I'm asking you about the draft and Hutchinson. All right, so... enough about Hutch. I hope he is taken number two. I think he could be the guy you'll look back in 10 years and say he changed or helped put the Lions on the winning track. You know, first time, well, you got the Barry run, which featured one playoff win, and where I really have developed my typical Lions game day headache, but now it's a draft weekend headache that I keep looking at Stafford's Super Bowl ring and Ndamukong Suh previous year's Super Bowl ring with Tampa, Calvin Johnson, that they had all three. Chris, they had Stafford, Calvin Johnson, and Ndamukong Suh, and those three in Detroit never won a playoff game in a Lions uniform.
Yeah, so is it the player or is it the franchise, Bill? It's the franchise, and that's, to me, that's...
Why are you saying that like you're getting ready to sing a country folk song about being a Lions fan?
No, I'm saving that for...
I feel guilty now. He laughed at my joke, and I didn't laugh at his earlier.
Yeah, exactly. But, no, it's just, to me, that just speaks volumes, doesn't it? And it's unbelievable to me. And let's be honest, they don't get the fair shake or the same treatment that other franchises. Remember that Green Bay game at night a few years ago when they were making up calls? I mean, you know, it is what it is. There's a stigma. And I'm not saying that officials are... throwing games or whatever, but there's a stigma attached to Detroit where, you know, they're going to get the short end of the stick, and you almost have to overcome that. You have to almost have to be better than your best or you know, even go that extra mile just to compete. But, you look at it over the years, and it's comical. Usually by October, I've lost interest, and I'm golfing on Sundays instead of watching the Lions, and I don't want to do that. I root for the Lions, and I have, since I was a kid. And so that's why, to me, I do like the guys they have in place, and I like the passion, and that's why I think they're going to have another good draft, and that they're drafting the right guys. They're not just drafting players. Okay, this is the best player. We're not doing the Millen thing here, where you're taking a receiver at 10, even though you've got 10 of them in the room, right? I think they're drafting with a purpose, and they're drafting high character guys. And I think Campbell's a high-character guy, and that's what he's looking for. So I'm excited about it. I'll be watching tomorrow night and hoping they take Hutchinson number two. If they do that, to me, they're on the right track, and we'll see where it goes from there. I've even seen projections where Dax Hill could go to them in the second round, and he's got work to do, but with measurables and everything else and the kind of person he is, too, that's a guy that I would welcome in Detroit as well.
Chris Ballas from TheWolverines.com, the Michigan Insider, talking about the Michigan football connection to this weekend's NFL draft, checking in on the Meyer guest line. So speaking of Dax Hill and others, beyond Aiden Hutchinson, okay, and we both think he'll have a J.J. Watt, Bosa-like career at the pro level, no matter what round, and Hill's projected to go in the first round, or anybody who's drafted or signs a free agent deal, 10 years from now, when we're talking about Hutchinson having a great career, who would be second on that list that had or still would be having a great National Football League career? Who would that be?
Yeah,
from Michigan.
I love that question. And I think David Ojabo, and I'm going to tell you why. I think he's going to go late in the first round. And I know that Kansas City's been talking about him. Andy Reid loves those Michigan guys. And I love that about Kansas City. You look at Mike Dana, you go right down the list. Remember Chad Henne helping them win a playoff game a couple of years ago. And he likes to get those guys. And I think Ojabo could go there. And they would give him time to recover from his Achilles injury. And what an opportunity that would be for him. To go to a winning program, yeah, there's a trade-off there because he was going to be, you know, top 15 pick, and he's going to lose a lot of money initially. But for long-term, I think that would be ideal for him if he can go to a winning program and somewhere that's going to be able to be patient with him where they don't expect a lot right away. So, and he's got all the measurables, too. And here's a guy that hasn't played a ton of football in his life and is just getting started but is such a freak athlete. In addition to being a workhorse, he learned from Aiden Hutchinson. He said he was in Aiden Hutchinson's pocket from the second he got here, and he said, I knew this was the guy that was going to really help me get where I wanted to be. And look how fast it happened, Bill. In 1 year, this guy goes from barely playing to becoming a first-round pick. That's the kind of guy, in my opinion, that's going to do whatever it takes to get on the field and who really loves football and wants to excel. So in my opinion, that's the guy to watch. I think he's going to have a great career as long as he stays healthy, God willing, that Achilles holds up and he stays healthy.
Chris Ballas from the Wolverines.com, one of the Michigan insiders, joining us on the Meyer guest line. I do have a little live on-air guilt that I didn't laugh at his joke earlier, and then he laughed at mine.
Bad, man.
I mean, you know, I promise I'll laugh next time. I'll actually laugh. It won't be the courtesy. It will be real.
Yeah, even if you don't mean it, man. Throw me a bone.
You know, I've been around you and Skeen, and Skeen won't laugh at your jokes if they're not funny.
No, that's never, right?
I know. I can't wait for our Tullymore Golf Summit coming up in May at the beautiful Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. Chris, enjoy round one tomorrow. We'll talk on Friday about where Hutchinson went and if any other Michigan guys, Hill, probably Ojabo, win in round one.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Bill.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.